We are live for some action in Daytona Beach, Florida. How's it going? I'm feeling good. We're Beer Dalton. We're not drinking tonight. We're drinking tomorrow, though. We're recording on Wednesday night. We'll be in Daytona. Roars will be down in the great county of Duval County about midnight when we get back from the duels. We'll be nice and lubed up. Might even go to the bar. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
I might even already be there. I think I'm leaving around 2 or so tomorrow. So I might.
How long's the drive, kid?
It's supposed to be 8 hours if you drive the speed limit.
No, boy. Yeah. So call it 8 o'clock?
I don't know.
You might just keep on driving down to Daytona, buddy. It's only another hour 15.
It's going to be 10 probably by the time I stop at Bucky's. I've never been.
Boosie's.
Boosie's. Is that
there one
is?
On 95?
I call it Bucky's.
Nah, dude, it's Boosie's.
I like Bucky's.
It's Bucky's, buddy, but I'm all over Boosie's, dude. There was that one viral video that went out there, and the dude was like, "Where are Boosie's?" I just call it Boosie's.
I'm just ready to fucking roll. We got like 2 units worth of plays spread out, trucks, Xfinity, and Cup. Got more on Cup. Feel more confident with Cup. We'll at least make it to the fucking 5 or 4 laps to go, where the other series, who the hell knows what happened with them idiots. It could be ugly. It could be nice. You just never know what you get out of those. So, and then you got Austin Hill. I mean, man.
It's way too early to be doing that.
Super speedways, the man. Even Zach will say Austin Hill's the man.
At 350? You want him at 350? You can have him.
No, I don't want him at that. I'm not taking him at that. But he could just go out and dominate.
By the way, I'm not going through all the work to bleep out on YouTube and the podcast and all this. So
Austin,
we don't
fucking
say
Hill, baby. We love Big Country. Can I say Big Country?
That's okay. We can talk about Big Country because it's a fire nickname. But we don't say cuss words around here. All right. We can say fuck. We can say shit. We can say Big Country. We can say hell, damn, shit, fire. But we do not say curse words around these parts, okay? And when you step foot down here in the state of Florida in about 24 hours, I don't want to hear that name one time, okay?
What if I take him live?
Then I'm revoking your ticket privileges.
I'm gonna be up there pulling for him. We might all have to get Austin Hill shirts while we're down there.
Oh my god, dude. Okay, did I even tell you I bought the new 47 merch? I bought a Larson hat because it's so fire. So can you just cool it on the
Big Country Talk? I should have a new Larson hat going with me, but it isn't here yet. Whitney,
expedited shipping.
Sweet baby got that for me for Valentine's Day. And it's, lid sucks with shipping.
Facts.
They're awful.
I don't know anything about
it. I was like, should have just sent it to Mark's house. She was like, oh, shit. I didn't even
What were you thinking,
that.
Dude? What were you thinking?
Come on, Rory.
Come on, man.
I didn't know she got this shit. She just went on there and got it.
Do you know what her play is this weekend? Does she have a play yet?
Yeah, Bubba.
Wow.
She told me that a few weeks ago. Bubba, she's like, because I was asking her, and she's like, I know you don't want to hear this. And I'm thinking she's going to say dumbass. You know who we're talking about.
Mm-hmm,
Denny
mm-hmm.
Hamlin.
The winner,
like,
the championship
fucking,
winner.
Please, shit, get the fuck out of here. That motherfucker, I'm going to fucking retire before he ever wins the championship.
You're going to hit the mega ball in less than 9 months.
But I was like, if it ain't Denny Hamlin, then who is it? Because I really don't mind taking anybody else. And she said Bubba, and I'm like, shit. I probably take Bubba more than any fucking body.
Well, he hasn't been that profitable. Talladega and Kansas? Yeah, I don't think she had him then. But she did go on a heater towards the end of last year. Yeah, I could be down for top five.
You never know with her, but Bubba's definitely on the card. Because I already was considering taking him because I think he's going to be good. Sunday. I mean, he's proven himself on super speedways. He has a rocket.
Yeah, I mean, sure. We're going to get into some picks and plays here. We don't need to be jumping in 5.5 minutes in. However, we are competing, or not competing, we're watching NASCAR qualifying, Daytona 500 qualifying right now. Zach's got it up. I've got it up. Roars, you said you were listening or you're watching?
God damn it, Joey Logano. Who did I tell you earlier this fucking week,
Zach? He put a monster lap up right now.
I fucking see that.
But luckily the Toyotas are pretty bad. So I have that Byron over. I got the Byron over Bubba head to head for qualifying. So hopefully.
So we've seen, what Toyotas have we seen? We've seen the Legacy Motor Club, we've seen Hamlin,
Bell.
Anybody else?
Bell. Reddick.
Oh wow. Yeah. Good number of them.
It's gonna be fucking Elliott. Why? Elliott's gonna skyrocket to the top.
But yeah.
Well, you've got. Let's talk about those qualifying bets while we're watching it, Zach. How'd you land on them? What do you have? How are you feeling? Three quarters of the way through round one.
I landed on Hendrick. They just dominated Shocker. Daytona 500 qualifying, and I really focused on that in my rankings. Didn't really use much Talladega or Atlanta data. Hendrick just they swept. In this car, in the next gen, they've had the front row both races and third place both races. So I would have loved to get Bowman or Larson, but they're both plus 400, 450. Not really interested at that number. So I have Byron at 8-1 and Elliott at 9-1. And then I have Byron over Bubba Wallace qualifying head to head. And I smashed the shit out of that. And it's not on the board anymore.
So the new body styles didn't really matter to you going into qualifying, and it's so far it's proven to not mean a damn.
I thought Toyota would be very not good for qualifying because that body style just looks like it's going to be a beast at the 1.5s. It's going to have a lot of downforce. That was my only thought. Ford was a toss-up, and Chevy's the same, so I expected them to come with it. Ford,
I had my questions
about. Yeah, I mean, they have a whole new thing.
Bowman, aren't really fast tonight so far.
The streak is over.
Yeah. Bowman is not looking too hot.
He will not be on the front row.
No, dude. He's barely keeping up with the 10th place Briscoe. Wow.
That's shocking.
That is crazy, dude. That was a hell of a record.
Elliott better get this damn pole.
Damn, Bowman didn't even make the second round. Sheesh. Roar, did you get down on Elliott or Byron?
I just got Byron. I just sprinkled. I didn't do nothing serious.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean,
I didn't bet.
I told Zach earlier, I was like Logano and then didn't take him. And he's like fucking 16-1 over on MGM.
Hold on.
I'm like,
Rory, you said that the Fords haven't done shit tonight. Logano's on the pole. Shut the fuck up. They got seven. That didn't take long. It might have lasted longer than last week. We have seven of the top 10 right now are all Fords. So. What are we?
Yeah, but
we,
you got one that you just got one though that ran a really, really fast lap.
I mean, all right, we'll see when it's all said and done. There's still 50% of.
As long as Byron beats Bubba, I'm happy.
All right. Well, how long we got? We'll revisit qualifying when Bubba
Bubba's
comes up.
Last.
Bubba's. Oh wow, he's last. Okay, Byron's fourth on the board with a 49.77. And the next Toyota is not until Eric Jones in 16th with a 50.10. So
Gibbs just went out 21st. So yeah, they'll race good, and I'll get into that later. But I didn't think they would be good at single car qualifying rounds.
Fair enough.
Toyota is gonna have the advantage bump drafting with that nose.
Yeah, they said something about that on, I was on Flag Hunting Pod last night, and they were talking about TRD put out a quote on their website about how they made such an effort to make the nose good for bump drafting that they expect with more Toyotas in the field, a little bit more aggressive bump drafting with teammates, they're expecting to be hot shots. So we'll see how it goes. Kyle Busch is on track. That's your winner.
Zach said that, I think, about 2 or 3 months ago. He was already talking Toyota, Daytona. So
yeah, well, hopefully they got the race trim.
Yeah, I think they will. That'll be all right.
We'll find out soon enough. I'll tell you what, folks. Well, what else is cooking? I mean, we got the duels. Are we betting? We don't have duel lines out yet, which kind of stinks. But I'm going to put the pot up tomorrow, which is Thursday. Kyle Busch with a sixth place, 49.82. Good start for the boys. I think we're going to put the pot up tomorrow, Thursday, around lunch. Just give the people an extra day to listen to our dumbasses talk about NASCAR. But here we got Elliott going. I do like the paint scheme, the paint wrap, the wrap scheme, whatever you want to call it. The more navy. That I think that's setting up for a sexual Coke 600 patriotic scheme. And if, you know, a little Michael Waltrip vibes. And if they don't do that, I'd be very upset. But anyway. All right. Zach, let's talk about your philosophy going into Daytona. I know you're not a huge super speedway guy, but you did create something. We went over it a couple weeks ago before the clash. I used it to land on a couple bets, two to be exact. And let's just get it. Actually, oh my God, how could I have forgotten? Just stay tuned there for a second, Zach. We got t-shirts. All right. This is the front LFG. I'm going to try to model the back, but I tried it on the NASCAR betting preview show. It did not work out very well. So let's see if we can do this. I'm setting the headphones down.
You're too damn tall.
Yeah.
It showed up, though. It showed up. You're too damn tall. It showed up.
All right, cool. So anyway.
A little better with the lean back.
We got a few sizes left. I think we got some larges. We got some extra larges. We have one double X. We're out of mediums. Had to give them to our models. You guys are welcome. We got some models. Wow, my face is all bright. Can we figure this out? Maybe not. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I got a ring light. Yeah, just got home from the bars. I'm like, you know, the podcast got brought up. I'm like, all right, well, I just got some t-shirts. You guys want some t-shirts? Sure. They throw the t-shirts on. I'm like, all right, it's cool. Yeah, you guys can have the t-shirts. And then they bring out this big-ass mirror into the living room from my roommate's room, and they just start taking pictures. I'm like, all right, well, we got some models, boys. Sure, that sounds good. And then I had a few extra drinks, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll tweet it tonight. Why wait for tomorrow? Let's just tweet it tonight. So, yeah, we got models, I guess. Someone responded to it and said, basic. Well, duh, I live at the beach. What are the girls supposed to look like? They're fucking basic blondes, all right? Jesus.
I mean, what was wrong with those?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Golly, I don't get it, man.
People complain about everything, man.
You're damn fucking right, folks.
Fuck them.
We also got some fire koozies. The koozies are in the next room over, so I'm not going to show you those. But we do have some koozies. I'll bring the whole box down to Daytona. We'll be giving them out. We'll be doing some fun things. If you ordered a t-shirt, I will be shipping those out now next week because I am leaving for Daytona tomorrow. So no time for that, but you will get a koozie with a t-shirt order. We are going to order more colors, more t-shirts, more sizes. I just had to, you know, had to get the confidence. I bought 25 of them. We have, I don't know, 6 or 7 left. And then we'll get some black ones. Still deciding on another color. We'll get the boys' input. We'll get y'all's input. And I was thinking some hats. We're going to do another round of hats. And this time we're going to get NLD on there. We're going to get Highline Bettings logo on there. We might even fuck around and put Rory's AI generated logo on there. I mean, artistically drawn logo on there. And yeah, man, we're going to have some contingency sponsors. Maybe we'll put a little Oceanside on there. You know, maybe a little
fish. I am AI.
Nice.
You ain't forgot that. Right. I am AI.
Oh my God. That was funny. That was the playoffs last year. I am AI.
I'm not fucking around neither. AI, oh, your man. Shit on me.
All right, well, fuck it. Let's just talk about bets. Let's talk about NASCAR. It's what we're
unless
here to
we're
do.
Talking
talk
about
Daytona.
The answer. Unless we're talking about the answer, Allen Iverson, he got a little something on me. I ain't quite that good.
Practice? NASCAR doesn't have practice, geez. Man.
Yeah, hey, there you go. Maybe AI is a fucking NASCAR fan. I could see it.
Yeah, well, I wonder what he's up to nowadays. I hope he's doing well.
I don't know.
Those 76ers jerseys were gas.
Iverson.
Zach, are you a Sixers fan?
Nah, we don't have it. I'm closest to Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're from Pittsburgh.
So it would be like Cleveland, but. When I was a little kid, I loved basketball. Like, I used to have all the basketball jerseys. I don't know. I don't even watch the NFL anymore, to be honest. I'm straight.
It's all junk. It's all shit.
Dude, how boring is football?
Shit. You're junk.
Football is so boring. It's 10 seconds and then 40, 60 seconds.
I mean, I watch football. Basketball, though?
Hold on. Like,
NBA, no. College, yes.
Zach, are you going to watch the 500?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Damn right it is. So you're
on TV.
On TV.
I'm getting somewhere. I'm getting somewhere with this. So you're about to watch, and I'm the biggest NASCAR fan, you know, and I'll put that up against anybody. You're about to watch 36 cars drive around, 40 cars drive around in a circle for almost 4 hours, but football is boring.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I understand the first 2.5 quarters of the Super Bowl were a snooze fest, but
yeah, what? Yeah. It's becoming like a college basketball. The last 5 minutes is great, but up to that point, I don't know. I used to be all in
like that.
Yeah. I used to always be in NFL big time, man. But ever since COVID, I mean, I commissioned a league for probably like 25 years. COVID made me quit it.
I mean, you're talking about somebody that used to have middle school parties for like the Daytona 500, invite people over, high school shit, whatever. Yeah.
What does this have to do with football?
I'm just saying, I'd rather watch fucking NASCAR than football.
Oh.
Ryan Helms feels the same way too.
I would rather watch NASCAR, but if the Jags are in the playoffs, I would rather be at the Jags game. I could give a fuck less.
Oh, also, I'm a Steelers season ticket holder, and I could care less about football. How about that?
Wow. Just send the family? Fuck it. Send friends? You sell them?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's an investment. It's a big – dude, I was on the list for – I got on the list when I was 18 years old.
Wow. You're not giving those up.
I just got tickets last year, so –
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, that's how
and
bad
you're like,
it is up there.
You're old as shit, dude. I was gonna say you're like 55.
I'm Richard Petty, man.
So, the Richard Petty era. Here we
that's
go.
That's right.
Wow.
That's what
dude.
my buddy texted me on my birthday this year. He was like, "Happy Richard Petty birthday." I'm like, "Thanks, buddy."
Damn right. One of my buddy's birthdays today and he's about to turn 30. I'm like, "Oh man, good luck." Because everything downhill from here. I wouldn't know, though. You guys would know. But yeah. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
All right. Bubba Wallace is on track. And, wait. Well, so if he doesn't finish in the top 10, then you win your bet. So that's a good
which
that's
I'm hoping for because all the Toyotas are trash. The highest Toyota is 22nd. So
yeah, I don't even see him in the top 20. I mean, we got guys like Cindric, Burton, Gillen, Herbst, Priest, Briscoe. That's a lot of Fords, by the way, Rory. Alfredo, all out qualifying all the Toyotas. So good on you, buddy. Oh, he's not
your winner, chicken dinner. Yeah,
cash money. Zach's up in the room. He's walking around, folks. If you're not watching on YouTube, you should be. Actually, we get paid more if you listen on Spotify, but yeah, watch on YouTube too. We got some cool shit.
It's my little winning tradition. My wife made me this like 2 years ago. Has like my old logos on the back. So
let's go.
When you win, you got to put on the jacket. Hold on. Yeah. All right. I bet $750 on that bet.
Let's go, dude.
That was a big bet, buddy. That was a big bet. That was a big
one. Let's go. Woo. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. First bet of the, well, I guess second bet of the year because we had Kyle Busch in the Clash, but that looked good for a while. I didn't watch it because they moved the fucking race up, but
I got Hamlin live, so we were all good anyways.
Wow, yeah. You dirty dog, you. Oh, so you just put the jacket on and you just take it right back off? That's the juju?
Yeah, just the juju when you get a win, you know.
I might have to figure something out, dude. I just usually start just chugging beers.
I mean, that's for the big wins, man. You get the stone cold out, jump in the pool, you know, in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I was a big one. That's a good, whew. All right, I'm ready.
So, okay, so are you going to wager this weekend now?
No.
Okay, you're right. Are you going to wager next week at Atlanta?
Probably for the poll, yeah. You know I do the poll, man. Poll and if I get some head to heads for the poll for qualifying, that's where I specialize, man.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. All right, well,
I'm irritated.
Well,
that's it. Fucking pisses me off.
Wow, we got a second round. We got a second round.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, Rory, come on, don't be a dumbass, dude.
I was only celebrating because Bubba's 28th and Byron's 4th. That's a I don't know. Is that a good bet?
I didn't think they did.
Zach, I don't know, man. I don't know.
They don't do second round for 500 qualifying, right?
Listen.
It literally said round one on the screen, so I assume.
Mike Joy came on and lied to everyone. He was like, we've been doing this for 30 years like this, two rounds of qualifying. And I'm like, you're a liar because that's not how they used to do it.
Oh, we're still alive. Okay.
Yeah, we're still alive. Oh, you just got that one.
Byron just saving it for this run.
I mean, that lap Logano put down is ridiculous.
He's like a tenth and a half faster than the field.
Larson, yeah, 7.3.
How about JJ? I guess it went a tenth and a half, but how about JJ Yaley being a second and a half off Logano?
Well, I mean, that car, who's operating shit that? And it barely got there. They had to find a driver at the last minute.
Yeah.
That's a shit box.
That shit's funny. All right, let's jump into it, folks. Zach, so congrats on the win. Let's go. Let's fucking go. LFG, hashtag LFG, hashtag Lane Coin, hashtag non-loop data winners, hashtag HLB, hashtag Highline Betting. All right, so you're not going to bet the rest of the weekend, which is cool. You're the responsible winning gambler of the group. Go ahead.
I have one bet for this weekend already.
Let me guess. Is it a prop or is it an outright? Tell me what market it's in.
It's definitely not an outright. I would never bet. I'll bet an outright if I knew. Like, okay, so last year I bet Atlanta when the rain was coming. If you remember, Byron, Truex, and someone else pit it.
Keselowski?
No, he didn't pit because he lost because he didn't. So those three guys pit it. The rain was coming, so I live bet all three of them. Byron won. So I will bet on something like that, but the bet I like, and exactly like I said, I think the Toyotas are going to race good. So I like Toyota to win the 500, 3-1. I think they're going to race good. They have Jones and Nemechek also now, and Jimmy Johnson if he gets in. I just think they've built their car the best to race. I don't think they cared about qualifying coming in. So that's my only bet so far for the weekend besides these qualifying bets. I think qualifying is a lot more predictable than the race, and that's why I just stick with that.
Fair enough. As long as the Toyota winner is Martin Truex Jr., then we're all happy, and we're paying the mortgage for the next few months. So that'll be fun. And yeah, we'll get into some picks here. So let's talk about the model that you gave us at our disposal. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. We went over it. Just give the people one more rundown. I assume we're going to have a few more people trickling in this week since second podcast of the year.
The best damn fucking model. It ain't a model. It's
Does
a
it swallow? Bracket. Does it swallow?
Yeah, if it was a model, it swallowed. That's why Zach doesn't have a model that spits out shit. He's got a power rankings.
Yeah.
Power rankings. So,
thank you for the clarification.
I can promise you that if you play what the fucking model says, you're going to come out kicking the book's ass. It's
facts.
It's just that way.
Facts.
So since what I do really doesn't translate to the super speedways that well, because, you know, everyone's fast at a super speedway. Everyone's running fast laps. So what I decided to do is take loop data, and that's the stuff that I don't use, finishing position, driver ranking, average running position, fast laps, laps led. And I kind of put all that data available out there in an Excel spreadsheet for everyone in my Discord. And you can assign weights to each race and each stack category, make your own rankings for Daytona, Atlanta, Talladega in all three series. So truck, Xfinity, and Cup. So it's just a nice little tool to have. And it's something that I could offer, you know, because I honestly, I don't do much on these super speedway races. So I thought, hey, this is something that might be able to help someone out or provide some value.
Abso-freaking-lutely. And I was playing around with it today. I did not look at trucks and Xfinity because I didn't check the Discord in time. But I was playing around with the Cup. I was using, you know, so down at the bottom, you got the last 2 years, full seasons of super speedway races. And I was playing around using all of them equal weight. I was putting more emphasis on Daytona. I was using just Daytona. And, you know, what I like about it is the conglomerate, the cumulative. You know, you got a guy that's in the top six or seven in just about all of them. All right. I don't need to look at no stats. I don't need to look at no numbers. I don't need to do the dissecting myself. I don't need to spend hours and hours and hours staring at a screen trying to figure out who to bet. Now, this is really going to come into play when we get to Vegas. But for now, I was playing around with it, and I landed on using all six of the metrics, finish, driver rating. What is the average? Is that average running position?
Average running position.
Fast laps, laps led, and then percentage of laps inside the top 15. I added all those up equally, equal weight percentage. Then I went down to the bottom where all the races are, and there's four Daytona races, and I added them up all equally, 25% apiece. And guess who gets spit out numero uno, folks?
KFB.
Kyle motherfucking Busch. All right. 18-1. Bet Rivers had to get a little help from the boys, but we got down. We're feeling good about it. I'm absolutely going to bet him for the duels tomorrow. God damn it. He always fucking talks. We're going to get down on the duels. I don't care. Yeah, you like that. 47, go support Fanatics, Jacksonville-based company. They got their start here. Now the CEO is this like mega celebrity hotshot that throws huge white parties and everyone wears white. It's very racist of him. Michael, don't know his last name. Anyway, fire merch. So I got me a Kyle Busch hat for obvious reasons. I got me a Kyle Larson hat because it looks sick. And I got the future 2024 NASCAR champion hat. And that is yours truly, Dennis Hamlin. And that's it looks gay. Fire. Anyway,
that's fucking gay.
Yeah, you're gay. gay.
I'm not wearing Denny Hamlin hat neither.
Well, you know what? You're gonna be passed out drunk this weekend, and I'm gonna put it on your head, and I'm gonna take a picture, and I'm gonna tweet it, and that's what's gonna happen. You just wait.
I always stay awake the longest.
I told him, I'm like, hey, buddy, you know, the podcast / man cave / extra room, it's still got boxes. I haven't unpacked shit. I moved in here in June. I haven't unpacked shit. But I got the furniture in. It's in boxes downstairs. We're going to be putting them together. Anyway, once we get that together, we're going to have some good shit up. Anyway, I'm like, yo, I don't even have room for you to put an air mattress down. All right. So, you know, you're going to sleep on the couch with Jake. Jake's coming down tomorrow. And I'm like, or you can, you know, sleep. Or I said, do you sleep on the couch with Jake? He's like, man, I'm used to sleeping on the ground, which you guys should have seen his sleeping arrangements in Bristol, because I don't think anything's gonna be worse than that. Literally fell asleep sitting upright in like the tiny little chair in the hotel room.
An ottoman.
He kicked his legs up.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I just do this.
Anyway, we're going to be celebrating are you going to be staying Monday for this race? Because we all know it's not getting raced on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm not going to have any other choice.
this thing is going to be, this weather system is gigantic. And, you know, I'm a big believer in don't base your plans around the weather. And you bet your sweet ass we're still taking that Mercedes party van down there. And we're going to get sloppy ass drunk, drinking a bunch of Busch Lights, maybe some Fireball. And we're going to get soaked. But the race is not happening on Sunday. So just be prepared to drive back, get back late Monday night. I don't know where I was going with that, but we were talking about the power rankings and Kyle motherfucking Busch. And the number is also shaved in my back. Thank you to the poll that we put out. And we decided on the first land coin of the year, who those drivers are going to be. It'd be Ross Chastain for Busch Light, obvious reasons. It's going to be Brad Keselowski, single digit. That was the prerequisite, except for Noah Gragson. Anyway, Brad Keselowski, you know, easy number, single digit. He's good on super speedways. Someone I can get behind, super speedway goat. Then it was Kyle Busch. Just, you know, we like Kyle Busch. He's had a good number. He was fast. We were on him at the Clash.
We love Kyle fucking Busch.
We love Kyle fucking Busch. Big Chevy guy. Big non-Toyota guy, non-Kyle Busch Toyota guy, and the shitbox that they rolled out with him a couple years ago. And then Noah Gragson for obvious reasons. And, before that, my mind was made up. I'm like, you know what? It's Noah Gragson. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're putting the big old 10. We're going to go front and back. That was the plan. Well, things have quickly turned. Zach, thanks for the ticker. Things have quickly turned. So we put the poll out immediately. Kyle Busch is the front runner. He never looks back. He is the winner. So I text my barber. I'm like, hey, I need a favor. Second year running. Need something good this year. And last year is super easy because all she had to do was just shave the hair out, you know, with number. So because Chase Elliott, you know, is the deal. Well, this year I'm like, you know what? That's not good enough. We're doing the hair is the number. So I am now hairless, which if anybody knows me, which people online probably don't know me, I don't know where Rory's going. I don't know where he's been, but we're going to find out. I'm the hairiest Sasquatch on this side of the Mississippi River, and I am not quite 30 years old yet. So it is quite the canvas that my barber had to choose from. So she's like, what do you want to do? You want to do the front or you want to do the back? I'm like, you know what? I'd really like to do both, but I'm going to let you choose. Pull my shirt off. She's like, yeah, we got to do the back. I'm like, fuck. All right. So we got the back. So now I look like a naked mole rat. I look like a fucking dumbass, frankly. I'm from Florida, but I haven't taken my shirt off in the sun in like probably 2 months because it's been cold as shit here. Anyway, so now, I've got the 8 on my back. I was going to tease it on the YouTube Land Coin channel, but I just tried to show my shirt and I don't think it went over very well. So we're just going to have to tweet a picture out of it tomorrow at Daytona. Kyle Busch hat on, same hat I'm wearing now. Shout out Fanatics. Shout out 47. Shout out, is Fanatics 47? It's got to be, right? Did I just make all that up? 47.
I don't know if Fanatics owns 47 or not, but I know Fanatics has like 47 might be like an offshoot.
Okay. Yeah, Fanatics sells 47 brand hats. Okay, my bad. I think I might have bought them off the Fanatics website. I don't know what I did. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There he is. Hey, I got one of them. You look good, kid. You look mighty fine. Hello, Roars. Are you gonna talk, Rory? All right, well, he can't hear us anyway.
I'm good now.
Oh, thank God. God, I thought we lost your ass. You know, the next time you fucking leave this thing and you fuck up my editing, please don't. Just please don't fucking leave. Don't ever do that again.
How'd I fuck up your edit?
Well, that you left the audio. I had to add you back, and now I got to morph the two together, and it's going to be... YouTube's going to be fine, all right? I don't touch YouTube. But now I got to fucking do the audio thing, so just don't leave, all right? Next time you want to go grab a big fucking hat that I gave you, just... don't leave. All right. It was a nice little surprise when you came back.
That was just right here. I grabbed that. I had to go piss. I don't know why the
don't turn the camera.
I don't know why the blue. I'm sorry. I don't know why the. All right. I won't next time. I just leave it up. That way y'all can see the full Dale Jr. thing. Sorry about that.
Thank you. That's all right. We'll move on. So yeah, Kyle Busch, he's number one on the power rankings, and I love the 18-1 number. I'm not crazy. Like Hard Rock has him at, I think, 13, which I'm not about. So that's why I needed some help to get down on Bet Rivers. But I'd take him at 16. I think he's at 16 on Bet Rivers now. And Worm said that he was had a 20. So I don't know where the fuck he's getting 20 from. But if you can find a 20 on Kyle Busch, let me know, because I'll pay for your ticket and my ticket.
He's even 14 on BR now. He's dropped everywhere.
Like, really?
I feel sure.
Wow.
Because he's 14 on 365 too, and he was 16 like just earlier today or yesterday.
Oh, he's 16 on Hard Rock now. I'm about to hit it again. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Him and Brad are like the sentimental favorites for this year. I feel like everyone,
yeah,
you know, feels like they want them to win.
I hope so.
And they took it. All right, we're down again on Kyle Busch. 16-1 Hard Rock. He was like 13-1, like not even a few hours ago. Anyway, so I'm going to be there all, you know, playboyed up with my shirt off, getting a sunburn, hopefully maybe just getting drenched in rain the whole weekend. But, yeah, if you see me, I got koozies for you. And I'm going to be holding a fire Kyle Busch ticket, two of them, actually. We might be at it. We might not be done yet.
We're all holding Kyle Busch tickets, except Zach. That ain't gonna bet on it. He's gonna bet on it now. Watch, just because.
No discipline.
He's taking that cash money.
One unit on Kyle Busch.
Come on, just $100. Come on, just throw it. Come on. Not even.
I mean, I could throw $100 on it.
All right, let's make
a deal.
That's
not a unit though.
Let's make a deal.
I understand.
If Byron or Elliot wins this poll, you're putting $100 of that on KFB.
If Byron or Elliot wins, I'll put $250 on him.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go.
Right. That. If he doesn't win, you're putting the unit then.
No, the unit's a lot more than that.
Well, whatever. My unit.
Yeah. Us bad influences, we can't be doing this to our numbers guy. All right. He is the numbers guy. We are the anti-numbers guy. He's the numbers guy. We can't be talking about getting off his number. All right. It's $250. If Byron or Elliott wins, qualifying.
Or $100 for the hell of it, because you don't want to miss out when KFB wins.
Whoa. Dude.
Yeah, how about that lap? Holy shit, McDowell.
Holy shit, balls.
49.53.
What the fuck was he?
I don't know. Maybe the track's getting colder. I have no idea. All right, here goes that boy Elliott. Yeah, boy. Fords up there.
That's the exact full speed as last year. McDowell just ran the same time.
How do you remember that?
All right, Hendrick Saban's coming.
Hopefully. We're about to find out because Elliott and Byron are both out there.
Cool. Let's go. Let's get it.
Peace.
Can you give me some play-by-play roars? Come on, Chase.
I wish I could. If I was watching, I'm not even watching. I was hoping.
Chase about half a car length back. McDowell on the ghost car. We're gonna need some juice from old Byron.
Yep. No Chase.
All right.
That's why I put the big hat on.
Get some. I'm just mojo going.
Yeah, getting a little Byron mojo. Yeah, a little mojo juju going on.
Yeah, Hendrick Motorsports does love the big hats, don't they?
Yeah.
How funny would it be if it was McDowell Cindric front row? It'd be fucking hilarious.
Where did the Stewart Haas love come from? Because like Letarte was like, "Oh, Stewart Haas is going to be on the front row," and then the pre-race, like before qualifying started, all the TV guys were saying, "Oh, look out for Stewart Haas."
That makes absolutely zero sense to me, because obviously Ford was great at super speedway qualifying last year. However, it was not Stewart Haas. It was Penske and RFK. So I have no idea. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, they were
So it's six Chevys versus four Fords, Mark. So quit that Ford talk shit.
Ford got the pole, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Byron God. It's McDowell, dude. Holy shit.
McDowell's going to win the pole. We missed that one. I wonder what his odds were.
I bet it was big. I'm going to guess 30.
Less. It, no, 25. It had to, it was probably more.
I thought it would probably be like 60.
Yeah, that's what I was guessing.
Someone will have like a dollar bet on it. We'll see.
Yeah, someone will have it. Wow, good for McDriver. Jesus. I mean, it's not over yet, but all right, let's come on. So we get back to the podcast. We are doing this.
Your screenshot of what not to do.
Oh yeah, let's Zach. Now we're talking, buddy. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. Pull it up. So here's the deal. Last year, I was all high and mighty on my, whatever you want to call it, my pedestal. I'm feeling good. I'm locked in all NASCAR offseason, something that I did not do this most recent offseason. I checked out. But last year, I spent hours upon hours pulling my eyeballs out trying to pick some winners, pick some guys that don't DNF, pick some guys that win on super speedways. They got great average running position. They got a bunch of laps inside the top 15. I want guys that are going to be there at the end. I bet stage winners, a shitload of them. Because these guys, maybe not Denny Hamlin, but these guys like to race, right? I've got some good numbers. I'm feeling good. All right. Duel number one comes. We got three bets. All right, I was a little early on the Recce Spinhouse bet, but we go for three. I don't remember what happened. Duel number two. Whoa, that was loud. Did Almirola win? Duel number two?
Yeah. Who won?
Damn, I've been lying to everybody for like a week.
Almirola by morning. That's why. That's right. Why I was like, well, at least you had that to cover.
Okay, I went 1 for 40. All right, there you go. So anyway. I didn't have the results because I was down there, you know. I didn't populate it, didn't tweet it. Anyways, okay, fine. We won what $800 on Almirola and Duel Two. Still didn't even come close to cracking a profit. So then we get to trucks, right? All right, we got Majeski, we got DiBenedetto. Those are auto bets. You know, we got Sammy Smith, good number, Tanner Gray, Purdy, Wood. We got some KBM, just gigantic numbers. You can't pass up a KBM truck. Turns out both those guys stink at holding a steering wheel. Had some top three bets. Put a little sprinkle on Travis Pastrana, 27-1, top three. That was fun until it wasn't. And then, so we lose all those. We get Tanner Gray comes in second. That was a great notation by me. Then we get to the Xfinity Series. Same deal. We got five outrights. We got five more finishing props, and we proceed to go 0-4. 0-4 it. We had Nema Truck finish second, 10-1. Barry, Creed, Ryan Sieg. Always love betting Ryan Sieg on super speedways. Parker Chase because there's a huge fucking number. You know, Kligerman, I would definitely continue to bet Kligerman on super speedways, primarily just Atlanta. Anyway, we lose all those. Okay, we get to the Daytona 500. It is time to win it all back, folks. What do I proceed to do? Go 0-4. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. We lost 16 bets. I had 16 bets on the Daytona 500 last year, and I lost every single one of them. Proceeded to lose 18.25 units. I am a change.
Can I step in? I did this dumb shit back in 2021, I think it was, and I never again did anything like this on a super speedway ever again. I just have fun with it. That's about it. Because anybody can fucking cap. I mean, you can cap it.
Nobody
you don't
can
have
cap
that.
Super speed.
I mean, what I'm saying is you do have pretty good damn guys right there that are, it's not like you just made a bunch of crazy ass wild guess bullshits and hope you get lucky. You actually capped it, but it just shows you it doesn't make a fuck if you cap it or pull a fucking Bingo. Rabbit out the damn out the hat. I mean,
so
anything can happen.
What did you just say? Some wild ass crazy guesses on people? Well, that's what I'm doing this year. Okay, I made the Kyle Busch bet before. I added more after I saw the power rankings spit out. I mean, put him at the top. So we're all over Kyle Busch. I've got three bets. Let's go over them. I have $500 hairs on Martin Truex Jr. to win the Daytona 500. And if Martin Truex Jr. wins the Daytona 500, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's not quite big enough to fly to Vegas.
If this race gets postponed to Monday, I'm jumping on Martin Truex Jr. with you.
Monday Marty, baby. You damn right.
I am.
Well, it's going to. So you're betting Truex, and Monday Marty is going to be in full effect. Now, the part that I royally fucked up on was Martin Truex Jr. is widely available at like 28-1, 25-1. I just, you know, I was having a couple Busch lattes. I was probably dreaming about Bass Pro Shops and buying a boat and, you know, buying a, what are they called? Road Ranger? Or there's Noah Gragson's new sponsor. Anyway, I'm thinking about it, dreaming about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to slam Truex. I love Truex. He's been there. He lost by 3 feet to Hamlin 6 years ago. I know it was a long time ago, but you get my point. Might be his last Daytona 500. Who knows? And anyways, I'm all over it. I wish I would have got the 28. That would have been an extra $4,000 in my pocket. But we'll take what we can get. We might just have to add it. We'll see. And then my final bet of the Daytona 500 so far that I have a substantial amount of money on that's not pipsqueak is Noah Gragson at 50. I understand there's a 60 out there. I took the 50 on Hard Rock. I put $200 hairs on it, and I am ready to rock out with my cock out. This is purely the two bets are Bass Pro Shops oriented. I like both of them. I love Noah Gragson. He's somebody asked me the other day who my favorite driver was. I used to say, well, one of them retired because he got sick, and the other one got fired for saying, let's go, Brandon. And now my favorite driver, I just like the guys that get in trouble, right? Case Kane never got in trouble, but you know, Matt's been dead. He just likes to fuck up his whole career. I like Larson, not as much as Roy does, clearly. And I like Noah Gragson, the uncancelable. You can't cancel him. All right. You can't cancel me, you can't cancel him. So figure it out another way. Why are they showing Logano? Did Logano just win the poll?
Yeah.
That fucker.
Told you. All right,
well, turning that off.
It never fails. That off.
So yeah, Noah Gragson 50-1. I think that's, you know, I really wish it was a bigger number, but we're here. And yeah, those are my bets. Roars, you're gonna fire away, kid. You ready?
I'm on the same shit as you, except I do have Bubba, little plus 2,000. I mean, KFB is more of the just fuck it, 20 years, let's play it. What the hell could go wrong? Want to see KFB win it. Bubba, I think, is going to have a good racing car. I think the Yodas are going to be on page with each other. They'll be fine. And Gregson is just, I'm just playing fucking Gregson because he's plus 5,000 and I like Gregson.
That's it. That's all you got.
I mean, I kind of just feel like you can pretty much just have at it with whoever, wait till live, take one person late that you know is available if you want to fucking chase your losses from earlier if they don't have a shot and whatever. I mean, it just is what it is. Fuck, I'm so fucking pissed off right now. I didn't take fucking Logano. I really am. I've done this shit before too many goddamn times. I literally didn't want to put anything on qualifying, and I took Byron at like 750 tonight maybe or something before qualifying and put $10 on him. So I'm not mad about that. I'm fucking more so pissed off. that plus 1600 was out there on Logano, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now we know the Fords are. And hey, whoa! What did you say?
What did I say?
Ford or Chevy? What? And can we talk about that picture you sent earlier, or that comment you made about that fruity ass rainbow
race day? But I will say that Logano was ranked second in Zach's power rankings.
Zach didn't want any part of it, huh?
Nah, I honestly thought Hendrick was going to have it.
I couldn't fucking talk him into it, I guess. I didn't make my case. I just was like, all right, well, whatever. Zach doesn't like it.
You should have did it. Yeah, that's what I always tell people. If you like something and you think it's going to hit, bet it, man. Don't rely on me to tell you.
I know. It's fucking whatever. It's all good. We're going to go into Daytona this weekend and sweep the fucking whole thing.
That would be fun. Talk about a sweep. Let me talk about a little parlay ski I got going.
I got me some trucks in Xfinity already.
Yeah, we'll get there in a second. I got some too, from the likes of you. All right. Numero uno parlay of the weekend. We're getting a little frisky. We're gonna kick it off Friday night with a little Matt Crafton 30-1. Is he washed up? Maybe. Is the truck race going to be a complete shit show? Absolutely. So I like the neon. It's easy to follow. I like to sit up as high as I can. I like the neon. All right. We're going Matt Crafton 30-1. We're going to follow that up Saturday with a little Jesse Love action. I believe 22-1. And then, you know, the first race in RCR car, we cashed Austin Hill 22-1 a few years ago with Jake. We brought a whole handle of Fireball in. Maybe I'll tweet that video out. Maybe not. We'll see. And we cashed Austin Hill huge, paid for the whole weekend. And we're going to follow that up with a Monday winner of Kyle Busch, which is fucked up because I got him in the parlay at 12-1, and I just bet him single at 16-1. Tell me how that makes sense. I don't know. Shout out Hard Rock Sportsbook. So we put a little $25 on there, and it pays out a couple hundred thousand. So we're going to be feeling frisky if this happens. It's not going to happen. I also have one with Ekus, Allmendinger, and Xfinity, and then Truex. That one's not as juicy. And then we got a little finger action for Mark in Mississippi, a little Gator action, Mark in Mississippi. And then I was like, you know what? We'll find something in that general area. We went Byron 14-1. So we put $25 on all those parlays. We're definitely going to add more. We like to have fun around here. Capital F-U-N. And
we'll make one up Friday.
Damn right, kid. You're damn right.
It's going to hit. It's going to hit.
All right. We'll do a little, what do they call it? Consensus pick. We'll do a little consensus, a little syndicate. How about that? Syndicate parlay. Consensus parlay.
There we go.
Maybe we'll get Zach to throw a couple dollars on it. Probably not, though.
I might not go back to work for a fucking week.
I'm not opposed to doing some Powerball lottery tickets.
All right. Now we're talking. All right, let's talk a little trucks, Roars. What you got? You're going first because I don't have a single truck bet. I do have a couple Xfinity bets, but I do not have any truck bets. Let me hear it, buddy.
Christian Ekus, because he's my favorite truck series driver. And then we'll throw a little Dean Thompson in there. Why not? Finished third at Talladega last year. Who the fuck is he even driving for this year?
Is it?
I've seen it earlier.
Is it? Let me see. It's either Nice or the 5 truck.
Yeah, isn't he still driving for that Tricon?
Tricon.
Yeah, it's got to be Tricon, the 5 truck.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever. Throw it in there. Get on with it.
Wow, his paint scheme's kind of freakishly sexy. Wow. Huh. A little green in there.
Mm. 30-1, what the hell? Guy that finished third at Talladega last year. And he's been actually pretty fucking fast. He just has no experience. He tears up some shit, but we're going to roll with it.
All right. I don't have any truck bet. I mean, I have the Crafton bet. I think Lane Riggs is severely overpriced. I wouldn't mind a little Ben Rhodes. Always shows up at Daytona. Even road course, oval, doesn't matter. Dude wins at Daytona. Shows up when it matters. And Ty Dillon, you can find your way off this list. Not revenge betting you. But I do like the Gray brothers. I guess there's only one Gray brother. I'm probably going to bet the Victoria's Secret model. She might be in a Tricon truck. I think she is. Not talking about Natalie Decker. Talking about Miss Brettinger. Decker. I'm probably going to bet her. And, yeah, we'll figure it out tomorrow. There's no auto bets anymore in the truck series, which is unfortunate for me. But anyway. All right, let's move to Xfinity. You want to rock and roll again on Xfinity? And do not say Big Country, because you will not be sleeping at my house if you bet Big Country. That's a fact.
I bet him at the track.
All right, good luck.
Live.
That Denny Hamlin hat is going on your head, kid.
Bullshit.
Buddy, I'm just telling you. Bullshit. It's happening. Yeah, it's happening. Sorry.
Zach, I might take a shit in the Denny Hamlin hat before it goes on my head.
Oh, I would do it.
Let me get a video of it first. All right. What we got rolling?
Xfinity, we're going to roll with some Creed. Would be just fitting for him to go over to Gibbs and finally win his first race out. And he does good at super speedways. I don't mind having him. Then let's see. The fuck else did I take? Oh,
just look at the bottom of the screen.
I took the man's
PBR, hey, baby.
This is the Riley PBR show anyway, right? I mean, who takes Riley PBR more than anybody? Me. So we got to have Riley PBR in a rocket ship here down at Daytona like it normally is. 25-1, you can't go wrong. I think they're disrespecting. That number should not be there, in my opinion. But that's just the way that I feel. I mean, I think Riley's going to be good this year. So I want to get him off started, already make the playoffs, and hell, who knows? They might just be able to win a few more races this year than just one.
I think so. I think PBR is going to win he's going to win at least one. He's been knocking on the door. It's the same tweet that I've tweeted for the last two or three years. Riley Herbst. It's going to happen. But I do think he's going to put some stuff together. He's got enough experience under his belt. He's going to win one or two races. Yeah,
I like Riley Herbston. Riley Herbston, though. It's aggressive.
Herbston? Who the fuck is Herbston?
Yeah. That's just wrong.
It's just being aggressive. Oh. I mean,
well, you fixed it. Looks good.
Yeah.
Rory's picks.
That looks good. Brandon Jones, 30-1.
Yeah, I'm also on Brandon Jones. I like that bet.
What the fuck? Junior Motorsports car 30-1.
Well, okay. Listen, they're also notorious for just completely shitting down their leg. They're literally 1, 2, 3, 4 last year, and they completely shit down their leg. So, I mean,
yeah, very true. I'd rather have a car that's up there getting ready to shit down its leg, even if they do wreck. At least I know the damn car is fast. 30-1.
Yeah, I'm on Brandon Jones. I have a significant little wager on that.
What's AJ?
Let's see. I don't know, dog. AJ Allmendinger's 10-1 on Hard Rock.
All right, 10-1. Whatever.
But he's at a huge number in the Cup Series, like 60 or something crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, they got four cars. I don't think Austin Hill's going to take this one. That's just my opinion.
I just don't like Kyle as much without Ross and Justin Haley at the super speedway helping.
I think, yeah, but they got Suarez. I think Suarez, AJ, like those two are pretty good. And then if SVG just hooks on third and follows them, I don't think their fourth driver is going to be up front at all. But
what, dude? Josh Williams, you didn't like my championship future bet?
They have five cars then?
They have Suarez, Dinger.
Suarez is in Williams. The SSS car. Or
yeah, but it's...
Yeah, but it's not like...
Okay, I wasn't talking about Josh Williams. I forgot about him. I was talking about... isn't Daniel Dye in one of the cars?
Oh, he isn't is. He in the 10th?
Yeah, I don't have anything.
They really have that many cars? Yeah, I guess they do.
Yes, so they have four of their own. and then a fifth
plus an Alliance. Under,
yeah, which is basically their car.
That shit. I wonder if we could. Let's just take Colleague to win the race. Golly.
If you could get that.
So what does Daniel Dye's dad do?
Who? That's a great question. I know he's in the 43 truck for a bunch of years. So he might be related somehow.
Yeah, isn't or is that Thad Moffitt? That's
no, that is Thad Moffitt. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
I don't. Daniel, I just don't.
Let's see what the internet says.
Is he driving the 97 and just ain't listed yet?
Nah, that's SVG. Daniel yeah. dies in the Daniel dies in the 10, I think.
Yeah, he is. You Google Daniel Dye's name, the first article that comes up. ARCA racer and father Lopez Sr. Daniel Dye arrested for felony battery on classmate. Oh, TBT.
Wow. Oh, that's right. He got in like a high school fight and got like in trouble.
That's right. That's right.
Daniel wow. Dye.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the one that hit the kid in the nuts. And
yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Rory, it. That was
Rory's
it.
Batting him right now.
What the fuck?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I've just never really been all that impressed with him.
Yeah.
He's terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. I don't have any more bets. I know we're going to talk Grid Rival. Grid Rival is doing a shindig this year. And, Zach, I think you have that pulled up. It's not nearly as big as last year because not enough of you fuckers listened to us and put an entry in. But we may or may not be partnering with them again. So we still got to iron out the fine print. But I think we should do it. They got a season-long fantasy thing. They got DFS. They got all the stuff. They last year was like a beta test, and then this year is like the real deal. So as you can see in the top right, Zach, that's a QR code to go download it. Is that right?
Yep, yep. And that helps us out. If you're going to play Grid Rival, please use that code. That would help us out a lot. There's the round one at Daytona. They cut back a lot, but I mean, they kind of had to. There was a lot of overlay and they probably lost some money, but there's again a ton of overlay, so it's free money. If you get in there right now, you're guaranteed to double at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Go get in. Use the QR code. It's gonna be litty. We're gonna be talking about it every week, and never forget I think we went 5 for 5 a couple times, at least twice, but I know at least one of them was a coin flip night and we coin flipped. And
can we tweet? Can we tweet that QR code?
Yeah, I can. We could tweet the screenshot.
Yeah. Most people scroll on their phone though. So I don't know if that's going to help them at all, but yeah. If you're watching the podcast on the computer, we'll get a link together. We'll get something together. Yeah. Anyway. All right, well, let's run down this board, and then I'm going to bed because I still got to work tomorrow, and then I'm going down to Daytona. So Joey Logano and Tyrone Giblets. Roars, shoot.
Tyrone.
I'm going Tyrone, too, because fuck the pole sitter. Did you guys know that the last 7 Daytona 500 winners have only led one lap? Did you know that?
No.
I heard that tonight, and I find it very hard to believe, but it came from a very credible source.
Last night,
liquor talk.
Last year, yeah, whatever. Last year, I can believe it. Year before,
and it was Cindric.
It was McDowell. Cindric, yeah.
Then McDowell.
I believe that was too.
Then 2020 was...
Stenhouse didn't lead any laps last year, but the last
one? Not according to this source. Anyway.
Damn.
So
did you say
I'm
the last
fading
nine?
Lagoon. Seven.
Seven. Daytona 500s only.
Correct. Stat checking? That'd be great.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
All right. Well,
what was it the year before McDowell? Was it Hamlin?
hold on. 2020 Daytona 500. Denny Hamlin led 79 laps.
Okay, right. Well, I'll go fuck myself.
Fire up some assholes. You know what else you should do? Go fuck your source.
Infiltrate the dealer. Fuck the source.
Yeah.
Zach and making. I'm running through it in my head. I'm like, wasn't 2020 Hamlin?
Hey,
I know.
Hey,
damn good and well, Denny Hamlin led more than one.
2019 Daytona 500. Denny Hamlin won, 30 laps led.
Oh, God. I'm going to go fuck myself.
So, okay. Hey, if you remove Denny Hamlin, those two races with Denny Hamlin, that's true. But
yeah,
I mean, you can't say the last seven when two of them are Denny Hamlin and he led 79 and 30. Like,
who was the year before that? Austin Dillon, 2018.
Yeah. And then Kurt Busch in 2017. Kurt Busch
in the Monster car.
Yeah. He only led one lap. And I didn't bring up the other ones because that's. But yeah, I don't know about that stat, Mark.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna handle the business. Don't worry. I'm gonna handle it. I'm gonna take it. I might go to jail, but I'm gonna take it.
That's also right. Like, here's something else I'm gonna point out, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of people were putting out, "Hey, here's the prior qualifying at super speedways." Okay, and they're using the starting lineup from the Daytona 500. Well, the starting lineup from the Daytona 500 is set by dual races, not by the qualifying. So you need to look at the actual qualifying.
Big facts.
So I'll bring that up also. Saw Zach, that a lot out there.
You're going to save my fucking ass more than once. I can tell you that will not be the first time. All right. Anyway, I'm going Ty Gibbs. Rory's going Ty Gibbs. Zach?
Ty Gibbs. I think Toyota's going to do good.
All right, yeah, race pace. We think Toyota's going to have race pace, but the winner's going to be Martin Truex, so let's not forget that. All right, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, two super speedway dark horses. Zach, shoot.
Brad,
I'm on Brad.
Ryan Blaney.
Well, you're out, done. We're on the right side.
He'll make it to the end.
Dude, I heard him on Mad Dog Sports Radio today. He was calling it Shine on Sports. So that was cool. Local Jacksonville radio station doesn't give a fuck about the 500. They don't even send anybody down there. They don't call it. They don't broadcast it. They don't talk about it. I'm like, you guys fucking dumbasses. That's terrible. Anyway,
you should call in and tell them that.
Well, we'll go right to the source. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
On Friday, tell them, motherfucker, you should send somebody down.
Let's stop by the station.
To Daytona. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, why not?
I wear my Lane coin hat.
It's right by the cleaners. Let's do it. All right. Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace. I'm going first. I know who Rory's on.
Bubba.
I am on Dennis Hamlin. He's won three of the last eight. He won two in a row a couple years ago. Toyota's going to be fast. I don't have a Denny ticket, which I might not even have a Denny ticket this weekend. We're going to have to stay tuned on that. I do like Zach's Toyota 3-1. You're really talking me into that. So I'm going, I mean, these guys are both Toyotas, but Denny Hamlin, final answer. Zach, tiebreaker?
Denny Hamlin. Yeah. He said,
fuck you, Rory.
And again, like, I know how, like, people ask me, like, what podcast do you listen to? What do you, like, I listen to the drivers and their interviews. Like, that's what I try to go find. And Hamlin said that he is going to be the most selfish he's ever been. He's not helping teammates. He wants to win this race. He's going to win. That's what he said.
Hashtag all in, right?
Yeah.
Made the t-shirts.
He ain't going to win fucking shit.
He's going to be your favorite driver.
He ain't going to beat shit.
He's going to beat your dick up. What?
What?
Yeah.
Who?
I bet you he'll be wrecked out right there with about five laps to go.
And when you say wrecked out, you mean bail out, let everybody wreck in front of him, and then go win the race.
Maybe if he's going to say he's not going to help anybody because they ain't going to help his ass neither. Junior effect.
Junior. Junebug.
I used to hate that when I was a junior fan. No one would help him.
Yeah, that's the
way. But he did it to himself. He did it to himself though, because he wouldn't help anyone either. He would just do what he wanted. Like, he would do what he needed to do, and that was it.
Yeah.
I wonder if the drivers are actually going to hear what Denny Hamlin said, him being selfish, and then like actually act upon it. I just, because he's also said in years past, maybe even last year, someone asked him, you know, who would you rather win? And he's like, I'd rather push my car, you know, 2311 car to the win. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Listen, this guy likes to talk, all right? Denny Hamlin loves to talk.
He's full of fucking shit.
You're full of shit.
Bullshit. I speak the truth. I don't speak the truth. Shit.
Trufus.
All right, next one. A couple teammates here. NASCAR's fixed. Shout out Mark in Mississippi. Chase Elliott, Mickey Mouse versus William Byron. We had some qualifying bets on these guys. When I say we, I mean Zach. Rory, go.
Byron.
I already knew it. I mean, come on. I can read your mind, dude. I'm a mind. I'm a palm psychic reader.
I'm just looking at right here. I basically probably have taken everybody that is going to be less owned.
Gibbs, yes. Yeah. Brad, yes.
I took
Bubba,
Blaney.
Yes.
I took Blaney.
I think
I think everyone's going to be on Blaney.
But,
I think.
But Brad is a big pick at Super Speedways.
That's fair, but you got to think about the people that are like.
And I'm fading short people on. You have to also fade sharper people.
Is there such a thing at Super Speedways?
Like, it's really, but I mean, probably most short guys are going to think Brad just because Brad's been around longer. I'm thinking Blaney because Blaney always fucking finishes up front at Super Speedways. I don't give a fuck if the public's on it.
Fair. But you know what we really should have done here is we should have just all put our picks in and then taken the opposite of whatever syndicate.
Majority?
Whatever the syndicate was, just take the opposite. Gotcha. That's what we should have done.
Yeah.
All right. Zach, you got a pick on NASCAR's fixed or Byron?
Byron.
All right, we'll go with Byron. I'm cool with Byron. I like the paint scheme. It's a nice white 24. Look cooler under the lights.
And then NASCAR is fixed wins the Daytona 500.
No, we're not doing that. We are not going to do that. If NASCAR is fixed, he would have made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
If Chase Elliott wins the 500, I will be. I will be outlandish.
He's came
I'll be outraged.
I almost cashed him one year. One fucking year. Motherfucker ran out of gas with what, lap and a half left? That was a car that year.
I don't know. But I just
Zach probably knows what I'm talking about.
I missed it. Sorry.
I think it was the year Kurt Busch won it. Yeah. He ran out of gas the year Kurt won it.
Gotcha.
Bum. He's a bum.
Oh well.
All right, last one, Recky Spinhouse versus Kyle motherfucking Larson. Zach, shoot.
Stenhouse.
Ooh, because Larson, bro. I was putting the models together on the NLD power rankings. Larson is like no better anywhere. Like no matter what combination you look at, no better than 20th. And he cannot finish. Oh, excuse me. He cannot finish a super speedway. I mean, it is terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah, I'm looking at the 8 races in the next gen, and he has 6 finishes of 30th or worse. He just has terrible luck. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with driving. It's just terrible luck. I'm pretty sure Truex is like that, too. Like, these guys, some guys just have bad luck here, you know?
I'm going Larson.
Shot. This just Larson. In, breaking news. Rory's on Larson.
Fuck it. Stenhouse is going to wreck in the first stage.
Well, Recky Spinhouse. It's for a reason. All right, Zach, get us back up on the big screen. We'll wrap this shindig up. And this has been a nice – we got the rust off of us. Last week, I do feel kind of like a lost puppy with no notes talking about a super speedway. But I'm sure next week going into Atlanta, Rory and I are going to have some stories, #RoryStories from this weekend upcoming. If you see us down at Daytona, don't be afraid to come shotgun a beer with us. Maybe a beer funnel. Maybe, I don't know. We'll do some dumb shit. We'll grab a koozie.
I can build one. Y'all got a Lowe's or something down there?
When are we going to? Oh, I guess we could go Friday afternoon. We could go Friday.
I get a valve. I get a valve and a hose.
Funnel and a valve.
It's good. Yeah.
He's got a plan. He's ready to go.
Honestly, though, can we do that?
And you get the big tube. You get the big tube. Get the big tube for more flow.
Big tube.
Yeah, and you can get a bigger funnel so it holds more. You know.
Oh, boy. Well, this is going to turn into something. I'll tell you what. All right, boys. Well, I'm gonna go to bed, and I'm not gonna edit the podcast tonight. I'm gonna go to work early in the morning. I'm gonna come back home, and I'm gonna edit it. I'm gonna get it up, and then it's gonna be about time for dual time. So if you somehow hit the road early, you might as well just meet us right down on Daytona. But if not,
yeah, I mean, I know this. I know this from experience. I built one at damn senior week one year. Me and my buddy
talking
Grady.
About the funnel?
Yeah, we were like, we gotta build a big funnel that you can reach down from like the second or third story floor down to the pool. Because that's where the beer is. We're all underage. You got to keep it up there half-ass. I mean, I didn't want to bring all my shit down there to get lost at one time at the cop show.
Go ahead.
So we were bonging beers, you know, from up at, like, it was either the second or third floor. We bought a big fucking tube, like the longest fucking plastic tube.
Where are we going to find a second story in Daytona? I have a balcony in my house. We could do that.
There you go.
All right. We'll think about it. Yeah, in college, we used to, and, you know, by the way, Mardi Gras started in Pensacola, Florida, just saying. We used to rent a house on the beach, and I was a pledge. And, you know, second story funnel, and they used to dump all the nasty shit. It would be like egg yolks, Crown, beer, Four Loko, like all down the hooch, second story funnel. Anyway, no hazing allegations, though. All right, boys, we're out of here. Beer don't. We're going to cash some motherfucking tickets. Go sign up for Grid Rival using, that's the wrong corner. That's the wrong corner. Shit.
Over there.
I don't know. That way. Go do that one. Other way, Roy. And, we will see you guys next week. We are in the fucking thick of it. All right. We are back. NASCAR's back. NASCAR is fixed, but only for the guys that we bet on. Beer don't.
Beer don't.
Let's go. Beer don't.